Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, what we did over the last 11 days, we've been down at the Minnesota State Fair. And I want to reiterate this because you need to hear this. We are the only group out there doing what it is that we're doing. We are the only ministry in the center of the Minnesota State Fair. We have the opportunity of reaching 2 to 3 million people. It's from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. I'm just telling you this for the very reason that this is the 14th or the 15th year. I've yet to confirm the timeline that we have been down at the Minnesota State Fair. When King David was impressed or led by the Holy Ghost, Romans 8:14, to pray that the Lord would give unto him the heathen as thine inheritance in the uttermost parts of the earth as ours. We took that seriously because Jesus said that, think not that there's yet 4 months before the harvest. He said, no, there's not yet 4 months before the harvest. He said, pray that the Lord would send forth laborers into the harvest field. Okay? And that's what we prayed, and that's what we're doing down there. And today is the very last day. So this morning we get up in St. Paul, Minnesota, go down to the Minnesota State Fair for a couple hours. I don't even think I was down there that long. Spent a little time talking to some people because I don't get the opportunity to go down there a lot. We have half the crew down there one day and then the other half the next day. And then in between, I will try to swing down there and say hey to some of the people as well. And by the way, I love doing that. That's payday for me to be out there with the people. So we did that this morning, and so we got back. We're on radio today, but I'm here to tell you that this is the last day of the Minnesota State Fair. So, and folks, we have been doing this, as I just said, 14 to 15 years. We have literally reached millions upon millions upon millions of people at the Minnesota State Fair who have to walk by our booth, like it or not, in giving us the opportunity, because while everybody's complaining about what's going on in this country, we look at that as our opportunity. Jesus said, greater works will you do than I did because I go into my Father. Folks, that's exactly what's going on. So while everybody's looking at the world in a gloom and doom sense, look at the opportunity. Where other men leave it off, we have all the more to take on, and it's what we do here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. And we are being burnt out for the very cause of the God that we believe, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, who you believe as well, like it or not, or you may say, I don't believe it, doesn't matter. The Bible says in James that the devils believe and tremble, unless you're more ignorant than that of a devil, which I don't want to lower you that, because that would be lower than a snake's belly to do so. We don't want to go there, but it's absolutely an awesome opportunity that we have taken for granted, or for advantage of, forgive me. it's been one of those 2 week period, folks, let me tell you. On Saturday's show, I was kind of like tripping over some of my words, and it's like, okay, this is just getting like craziness. In the sense of just overkill. But again, as I said, we are being burnt out for the cause. So do forgive me of my lack of strength at times. Not to suggest that the Lord's not given us strength. He said, when you're weakest, I'll make you stronger. It's like, yep, I totally get that. It's just being quickened as to what we're doing out there and what we're doing on the radio as well. Folks, we're broadcasting live into 157 cities. If you're on social media platforms, do take the time to go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. And look up at the top left side of the page. Go to SOL Radio Live on the top of that page and subscribe to our social media platform, the live feed, which we have been rebuilding over the last 11 months, I believe, to a year now. And that is on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe to that page. As I just shared with you, that we are broadcasting into 157 cities. I want to show you, if you're on social media platforms, you can also go over to beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. Beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. We are right now ranking right under Alex Jones. It's always me and Alex that are the top two shows out of 65 show hosts over there. So we appreciate that very much. I was told today that, Bradley, you know, I got friends in that of Kentucky. They love the show. And I've heard the same thing in Alaska. Bradley, they love the show. I know. Thank you very much. There's a lot of people in this country that love the truth. And that's what we're giving here. We're not giving an opinion. Again, we're giving you the Word of God that makes men free, John 8:32. And we're also the ministry that reproves the darkness, Ephesians 5:11, folks. So we're not here playing games. We're in a real warfare. But again, look at the opportunity that's been given unto us. We're making the most of it, and you are a part of that. So thank you very much for doing that. As I just said, we are the number one and number two show on Genesis Communication Networks out of 65 show hosts. We're also broadcasting into 53 countries again. So if at any time you'd like to call in during the next hour, please give us a call at 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here, 1 Corinthians 11:1. Paul, the man that wrote two-thirds of the New Testament, said, follow me as I follow Christ. And that's what I would say here, too. So I was at the Minnesota State Fair today. And I look for those booths that have been set up as, well, opposition to the people. And what I'm talking about are the booths that were told, like, for example, Black Lives Matters. A couple years ago, we were actually down there. I spent a lot of time during that year at the fair and roundabouts because we broadcast live from the Minnesota State Fair as well. And what's interesting is the mainstream media was talking about how Black Lives Matters was facing off with so many people there at the Minnesota State Fair. Well, I knew that what they were promulgating and broadcasting was a lie. But again, consider the source, folks. Oh, by the way, just let me add strength to that, if you don't mind. Our booth is right next to something called the Pioneer Press, who incessantly attacked the ministry as well. I was over there this morning, and there was nobody at their booth. Just so you know. People don't want their garbage, yet the mainstream media keeps driving the narrative, trying to get you in your minds to believe that there's a lot more of them than there really is, and or a Saul Alinsky tactic, and or they want you to believe that the nation is divided. It's not even close. Folks, it's just not true. So I also went over to the Black Lives Matters booth for myself. Again, I did it last year and I did it this year. Folks, these groups are not put up to be who they claim that they are. Many of the people that are manning those booths are very cool people. That's what we're going to be talking about during the show, but I got much to say before we get to the main topic. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on beforeitsnews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at HERBANOMIC.com.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net, that's bestwayprotein.net, or call 888-988-3325, that's 888-988-3325.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. So let's kick this off really quick with last week I had highlighted that vaccination deaths, these experimental jabs. I mean, again, for all the truth that has come to the light, Luke 12:2, concerning these criminals that are behind the push for massive genocide. You already know who they are. It's absolutely amazing to me the American people have not taken to the streets. This is a silent genocide. But again, it's the same people that are now being genocided that are actually responsible as accomplices for the murder of innocent babies in the womb. And it's a law unto itself. You're not going to get away from it, folks. You're just not going to get away from it. I'm thinking of an analogy right now, and I'm just asking the Lord within my heart, is this proper to share? Folks, you reap what you sow, and I covered this last week in part, and I used the analogy of the donkey. The more you throw on the back of the donkey had enough common sense to shake the dirt off from the very pit that he was falling into, and what he did is he created stairs to step out of the pit. That's real grace. That's what we do here, right, as we fight the good fight of faith, 1 Timothy 6:12. But when it comes to reaping and sowing, you know, you reap what you sow, Galatians 6:7, and it rains on the just and on the unjust. And when you read that in context, whatever seed you sow into your life, regardless if it's good or if it's bad, if it's a good seed, you're going to reap a good harvest. If it's a bad seed, you're going to reap a bad harvest because it's raining on all of those seeds that you're responsible for planting. And it reminds me of these two duck hunters that went out 2 weeks before duck hunting season even opened up. And what they did is they went out and they took a bunch of little fake duckies with them. And what they were going to do is take those ducks, those decoys, and throw them into the water. And what they'd do is they'd wait for the ducks to come down. And once they noticed the ducks would come down, they would shoot away and have a heyday at killing all of those ducks. Well, the problem that they had was the lakes were frozen over. So one of the hunters had a good idea that was breaking the law. His idea was to do this. He thought, well, I'll go back to the brand new truck and I'll grab a stick of dynamite. And what I'll do is I'll light that fuse and I'll throw that stick of dynamite as far as I can into the center of the lake, and it'll blow a big hole open so all of those ducks can descend and land in the water so we can again make a prey of those ducks. Well, guess what, folks? That's exactly what he did. He went to his brand new truck, he took his stick of dynamite, he lit the fuse, he threw it as far as he could possibly throw it. And in the process of that, he forgot one thing. He had a retriever with him, a faithful little dog. So when that stick of dynamite was thrown, that dog was so faithful. This is spiritual law in our lives, like it or not, friends. What that little dog did, that little retriever did, was ran after the stick of dynamite that its owner threw, put it in its mouth, and he ran back to guess who, friends? He ran back to his owner with a stick of dynamite in its mouth. The owner, he got freaked out. He got scared away. So what he decided to do was to take a shotgun and start to shoot at his dog, because if that dog came back with a stick of dynamite in his mouth, it was going to kill all of them. So he began to shoot at his little retriever, and guess what his retriever did? The retriever got scared away, and guess where the retriever ran, friends? Under the brand new truck. Guess what blew up, folks? His little retriever and his brand new truck. They were both arrested for breaking the law. Folks, it's a spiritual law. And the reason I'm saying this, folks, is because when you look at the likes of a Bill Gates, you look at the likes of the heads of Pfizer and Moderna and AstraZeneca, you look at the likes of Anthony Fauci, you look at the likes of those politicians that are grilling these types. Just as a reminder, if you didn't hear last week's show, I highlighted the fact that Rand Paul, he's the one that's been set as a bulldog in the conservative movement to attack and grill Anthony Fauci. What I highlighted was this, friends. Well, Rand Paul was putting on a show for the sheep in America that don't know the difference between their right hand and their left hand, thinking that he's a good guy. Well, Rand Paul was allegedly grilling Anthony Fauci for his crimes against not just the American people, but a people on a global basis. His wife was, behind closed doors, buying stock into Remdesivir. We've proven this, folks, over and over and over with all of these said best guys, and we call them the great American appeasers because, friends, you're reaping what they're sowing. And what you need in this country is justice. And if you don't get justice, folks, and round all of these individuals up that are committing crimes against the American people and deceiving them, you're going to reap a lot more than you bargained for. You know, I've heard it said that, you know, sin charges you a lot more than you want to pay. And it keeps you a lot longer than you want to stay. Yeah, like eternity? You know, because the Bible tells us that the end of sin, transgressing or breaking God's moral law, Exodus 20, 1 John 3, 4, the end is death. Romans 6, 23. Folks, we're either going to lawfully deal with these criminals. People are asking me over the last week, and Bradley, you're telling us what the problems are, but what do? I have told you what to do until I am blue in the face. Impeach them, Article 2, Section 4, for the smallest of misdemeanors, every single one of them, and prosecute them, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. Now, did you hear what I said? Because you need to understand that justice guards our liberty, and if we, the people in this country, don't bring justice to those that have been set up as nothing but more or nothing more than a bunch of clowns in the circus of politics that are helping aid the destruction of this country, aiding and abetting those that are committing the act of treason against we, the people, Article 3, Section 3, Luke 22:48, folks, we're going to be gone. All is lost. The resolve lies within the American people under God. And when we come to terms with the fact that there is no king but King Jesus, and we make an appeal towards heaven just like our forefathers did, I'm telling you what, right then and there, that is going to oust our enemies. And we already know who they are because we judge them by their fruit. Christians are called to be fruit inspectors. Okay? Now let me get back to this point because this goes segue perfectly into my point. We know, according to that of Red Voice Media, that these experimental vax deaths are up 691% in increase in death among children alone. Children alone. Let me ask you a question, folks. If you're on social media platforms, you can see this. If not, I will narrate. Who said I am the father of the vaccine? Who said I deserve full credit for the vaccines? Who said, remember, I backed it, I funded it, and most importantly, I sped it through. Operation Warp Drive. Who said, all under my watch? Donald Trump did. Now, while you're being distracted by all of this stuff with this alleged raid that took place at Mar-a-Lago, pay attention to what's going on, folks, because, again, it's not a foreign country that's under attack. It's you that's under attack. Isn't it interesting how you hear from the likes of a Joe Biden who's attacking you and your way of life? Isn't it interesting how we hear other politicians like that of Donald Trump who failed the test for 4 years, who did the opposite of what he promised to do when he said, let's make America great again? Isn't it interesting, folks? He plays the problem solver while Joe Biden is the problem creator or the creator of the crisis. Folks, the powers that are tolerated are driving the narrative through both of them. Do you understand? Because that's all we get all day long from the good guys in government is them telling us what Joe Biden just got done doing. They didn't stop him. No, they didn't stop him because they're a part of the problem. Do you understand that? They're a part of the problem. That's why we call them the great American appeasers. And I must stay that front because it's not tedious for me to remind you that those that have been set up as the good guys in your government, for the most part, easily, hands down, they are pushing the narrative and controlling the opposition. The best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. I just said Joe Biden is the creator of the crisis. Donald Trump comes in and tells his followers what they want to hear. Acts 12:21 and what is that? Well, we need justice. We need justice. Well, let's put that up against Donald Trump's record, folks, because it doesn't line up with what he did when he was in office. He did just the exact opposite of what he promised to do. But now they're giving him all the attention that he needs again. And I want to put this in there real quick. During the last cycle, there was 1,163 other presidential contenders, and you only heard of Joe Biden and Donald Trump. Folks, this is controlled opposition. These are the ones leading the narrative. And Americans, let me ask you this before this heartbreak. When are you going to understand that they're the ones leading the narrative? They're the ones creating the problems, and then they come in with their political resolve. You can look up the Hegelian dialectic. You can look up Floward Piven. Folks, it's as easy as the nose on your face to figure out what's going on if you're just willing to open up your eyes and open up your ears. I wanted to show you something on the other side, too, folks, while you're being distracted from this little dog and pony show with Biden, the FBI, and that of Donald Trump. The IRS is taking to the streets armed, assaulting suburban homes. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A federal judge on Monday ordered a stop to the Justice Department's review of material seized from former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate. describing a threat to institutions and the risk of media leaks that could harm the former president. Two nuclear energy experts are saying the Russia-occupied nuclear plant in Ukraine is on a permanent basis. A Russian official acknowledging the experts would be remaining, but wouldn't say how long they would be at the plant. Water pressure returned to usual levels in Jackson, Mississippi over the weekend. However, residents are advised to boil any water before drinking. Mississippi Republican Governor Tate Reeves claims Jackson residents will have access to clean water after the bad water has been flushed through the system.
I'm very happy to report that we have returned water pressure to the city.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt. This is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Hey, by the way, thank you for joining me today. I totally appreciate it. I wanted to scoot back home to the studios and get back in the saddle because there's a lot of stuff going on. You're being distracted by the whole Biden and Donald Trump dog and pony show, as I've told you over and over again. They're driving the same narrative together, friends. Condemn it in the South, promote it in the North. That's exactly what they're doing. They create the problem, they bring in the answer. But the problem is they create the answer, and then you get a bunch of weaklings as what they call the right, which brings confusion, Daniel 9-7. Then they point their finger to the right, and then what do you hear from the right? The good guys, right? What the bad guys are doing. And who loses? You do. Every single time. Every single time without fail. Matter of fact, did you see this? The UAF just reported, armed with weapons of war, IRS agents shown assaulting a suburban home. Whoa! What do you get? Well, you get Thomas Massey, sold to you as another good guy. He highlights on a Twitter, last week Democrats, as if to suggest they're constitutional or they have constitutional standing, last week Thomas Massey said Democrats in the House passed a bill to ban Americans from buying AR-15s, calling the AR-15 a weapon of war. Well, then let me ask you something. Why do you need one? Okay? He goes on, they exempted the IRS from the ban, who's a non-constitutional agency, for the record. Then he said this week they will add tens of thousands of IRS agents to the budget. Folks, what's it all about? They're not enforcing This isn't tax enforcement. This is intimidation. This is a totalitarian system of government. By force, you do what we say or else. Or else what, Americans? 393.6 million guns in the hands of the American people, and they're still being browbeaten by a small percentage of the people. Why do you keep listening to their lies? Okay, go to the IRS website, and what does it say? Major duties: adhere to the highest standards of conduct, especially in maintaining honesty and integrity. Folks, it's interesting because we had Dan Pilla on the show. Nobody knows the IRS better than Dan. He's the guy that beat him several times in court, and he won the day. But it's interesting to know, friends, he said there is no law. So they're talking about honesty and integrity. Is that not the fruit of the law? Why, yes, it is. It goes on, major duties, work a minimum of 50 hours per week, which may include irregular hours. Why is that? And be called on a 24/7 basis, including holidays and weekends. Maintain a level of fitness necessarily to effectively respond to life-threatening situations, it says on this post. Can you make this up? Posted by Thomas Massey. Folks, are they not driving their message? Because I didn't hear at any time. Maybe you can look at it on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, and or beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. I can't find on his post anywhere where it makes reference to constitutional law, which basically puts the kibosh on this. Apparently, Thomas Massey hasn't read the Supremacy Clause, which is found in Article 6, Section 2 of the U.S. Constitution, and or Article 2, Section 3. That he's supposed to enforce the law, not reinforce the message of the IRS. What kind of fear does this bring? It brings the fear of man rather than the fear of God, which, if he made reference to the law, guess what? It brings the fear of the Lord. Proverbs 16:6. Read it when you get a moment. But interestingly enough, we're finding that the IRS is out there now carrying around weapons to intimidate the American people in suburban areas. I just wanted you to know what was going on. Okay? Hey, folks, let me say this again. Look at me. If you're on social media platforms, you have God-given rights. Don't you dare disarm. If you lose the right to bear your arm, there is no explanation for it outside of the fact that you just got done forfeiting your God-given rights. Because if you want to maintain your rights, you must fight for your rights. Read the Declaration of Independence. I know that this is a stumbling block and it impedes the way of these unconstitutional agencies. We know that these documents are being ignored in the courts, folks. We have to get back to who we are and put a stop to all of this. And I want to remind you of something. And even of those in the IRS, okay? I've never had a problem with any of you people. But I got one question for you. Do you not realize that you're being empowered to attack your own people by a government that you don't even trust? And I'm talking about corruption again. I'm not talking about righteous government. You're being used. Well, you say you're just doing your job. I want to remind you that you're not just doing your job, because if you were just doing your job, you'd be taking down those that are commanding you to do that which is unconstitutional. This is ridiculous. If you look at the social media platforms, you'll see an FBI agent and the IRS working hand in glove. Aren't they equating the IRS now to that of the Gestapo? Yep, they are. Yep. Wasn't this the same FBI that I just highlighted last week? Criminals creating criminals, FBI sharing child porn to catch pedophiles. We found that the San Francisco Chronicles revealed that the federal agency, the FBI, had been in total control of an online child pornography service that showed thousands of images showing children being raped. Children, this is your government. Pornography itself is illegal. Folks, read First Corinthians 6:9. Okay? All the way up until 68, pornography was illegal in this country, so they say it's free speech. No, it's not. It's gas on this fire, folks. Now they're zeroing in on the children, as everybody in this country can see. Where's that coming from? It's coming from those that are lowering the law rather than magnifying the law in your governments. That's why they're losing credibility. That's why they have to use totalitarian methods. Listen to this. The San Francisco Chronicle also revealed not only were they showing thousands of images showing children being raped, the FBI, by the way, and displayed abuse of children, the FBI did. They did this for 2 weeks in hopes of catching the site's user. Well, some will say, well, Bradley, why did you label it, or why did you title your article Criminals Creating Criminals, FBI Sharing Child Porn to Catch Pedophiles? Because they're criminals. They're total criminals. Hey, folks, a week later, what did we find? Employees at the FBI in Utah arrested on multiple child sex charges. That didn't take long, did it? That didn't take long. Who's spreading the poison, folks? And I also highlighted Cheryl Atkinson, who's a former reporter through the mainstream media, who said no more to the mainstream media and the CIA's control over the mainstream media and their useful idiots. She was told that by an FBI agent that they were considering or contemplating taking child pornography and appending it to her husband's website. Can you imagine how many political prisoners are in jail right now because of this garbage that the American people put up with? I mean, honestly, I'm not a crybaby, but I got to tell you what, folks, that kind of stuff breaks my heart. How many men that have taken a stand for the rest of us are thrown in jail for doing the right thing by these criminals that you're taught by the mainstream media, that are put up by the mainstream media as the good guys, and demonizing the good guys, those that are in jail, political prisoners, right? Because you haven't taken the time to do your own due diligence to understand that they're not even a constitutional agency in the first place. That they're not there to protect you. Let me say it again, from the big guys. They're there to protect the big guys concerning their crimes against you. And if that's not the case, how come there's a Joe Biden? How come there's a Donald Trump? How come the federal government? Why is it that we continuously see come to the light those things that they mean to hide concerning their scandals and their crimes? Isn't it crazy? The FBI's not doing their job, folks. If they were, why are they not rounded up and thrown in jail for their crimes against we the people? Because they're not appointed to a constitutional position like those said representatives, which should be all the more reason as to why the American people should take their government back. Hey, all of you guys down at the feds that you listen to me all the time, I get it. Hey, listen, if you're not flying over the top of a ministry such as mine and harassing them, maybe you're just throwing down a guy to jump off a parachute that you may have thought for some reason or another. Nobody caught that, but just saying. Hey, folks, the harassment these people are responsible for concerning the good guys in your country is prevalent. Guys like me, these agencies are used to zero in on. They have fusion centers. They have societies and people that gather together against people like me. I don't know if you're aware of this or not. Maybe we should have Karen Stewart back on the radio with us so you can understand that the enemy is not without, they're within. And they're selling themselves as the good guys to you as they demonize what? The good guys. They're the bad guys, folks. Not all of them. But a handful of them. Look at they're responsible for. Look at the long history of crimes of these agencies. And I'm not just talking about the FBI. I'm talking about the ATF. I'm talking about the CIA. Don't undo yourself, folks, by rolling over in the face of how many hundreds of thousands of men fought, bled, and died, fighting off tyrants in third world countries that you're rolling over in the face of in your own backyard. Shame on you if that's you. The Father didn't send the Son to die on the cross for no reason, folks. It was not in vain. No, He did that to wash us in His blood, to reconcile us unto Himself, to be empowered by the Holy Ghost, to be on the offensive, not on the defensive. Okay? The gates of hell shall not prevail against the church, and they will not. The world is the hammer. The church is the anvil. The hammer is changed out, not the anvil. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty, radio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Mike Detmer, congressional candidate for Michigan's 8th District. You know, it seems like truth is in real short supply these days unless you know where to find it. And you can find it with my friend Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. If you're not looking for truth, by all means, listen to somebody else.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Okay, so these groups are not put up to be who they claim to be. Hey, folks, about 15 years ago, I'm guesstimating because there's so much stuff that we've done where it's just hit the fan. New York Times hit me about a month ago again. But with that said, many years ago, about 15 years ago, the New York Times came after us along with MSNBC. The New York Times, in all fairness, did a good piece. They did. But MSNBC attacked us once in 2010, and then they attacked us in 2011 for preaching the Word of God concerning the sodomite agenda, which it clearly condemns 33 times in the Word of God. You cannot get over it, folks. And we know the fruit of it, Jude 1:7. With that, folks, we noticed over and over and over again that this is the same media that is continuously trying to divide the people. They're subversive, the mainstream media, and so are many of the agencies that have been created. Like, for example, one of them would be Black Lives Matters. Okay? And what's interesting to note is every time that we're at the Minnesota State Fair, I always take the time to go check on their booth because I know how they're reported on. Let me put it this way. You would have never even heard the name Black Lives Matters if it wasn't for the mainstream media attempting to blow them up into something that they are not. And how did they do that? They put them in the position of the victims, just like the sodomite agenda, just like the Muslim agenda, infiltration, illegals, those that mean to conquer America. And I'm not talking about those that are here to assimilate. Hey, this is an asylum for all, but you adhere to the laws of common law, which is under the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. If you'd like to call in and contend with me on that, you can, 1-866-582-9933. But there's I could list literally a couple hundred agencies or organizations that have been created, and they're completely subversive to the American way of life. What keeps us free? There's a difference between freedom and licentiousness, friends. And licentiousness is excessive license to do what you want to do with no regard to law. And this is what we see many of these groups doing today. Going back to Black Lives Matters. Well, we've heard much of how they're the victims, and we counter all of this with the lies. I tell you firsthand, friends, that across the country, if it's not that I'm on the West Coast or on the East Coast, if I'm in Texas or in Minnesota, I'm not seeing the division that the mainstream media is continuously fueling. Mark 3:25, the Lord told us to be aware of it. We know that many of these leaders of Black Lives Matters, we know that they're Marxists. We know that as a fact. And I said the leaders. Because like the gay agenda, there was a Dan Savage, there was a Kevin Jennings. They like to put up all of these radicals. And then what happens when the radicals are in place, the media comes in, and then they put the camera up to their faces, and they put the microphones to their mouths to spear their subversive narratives. Okay? But if you ever taken the time to pull the curtain back just a little bit and talk to some of those people, a lot of those people that are a part of those organizations are being completely used. Let me say it again. They're being completely used. They don't know the difference. And that is one of those things that I found today. And I hope I was clear about that. Because, folks, here, first and foremost, let me say this and then I'll get back to the state fair. Black power is as dangerous as white power. Okay? In this country, you can be who you want to be if you're willing to work to get there. Ask anybody that's successful. They found a reason to not make excuses to get where they're at today. Unlike this, we have this woman here, and you're gonna, the mainstream media is gonna highlight these sorts of people. This is what they do. This black woman, she got a bull ring in her nose. She went to the media and she said that she was kicked out of a restaurant for being black. And then what they did is they started to show photos of her half naked. Okay, so her narrative fell. When people take the time to seek out the truth, you're going to find out why these people are doing what they're doing. Because they're being encouraged to do it. But as I said, black power is as dangerous as white power, and these are the sort of people they need, right? Let me say this. Acts 17:26 tells us all nations are one blood. Your skin color has no, it's not a factor as to who goes to heaven and who doesn't. You judge men not by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character, said Martin Luther King. And he was exactly right. And we also know that Jesus came into the world to save men's souls, not their skin. Matthew 1:21, he saves us from our sins. And to be quite honest, I am so sick and tired of the mainstream media being exposed for their propaganda and their lies with their useful idiots. And we know, as I said during the first segment, if you were listening, if not, let me reiterate, right next to our booth at the Minnesota State Fair is one of the mainstream outlets. Folks, no one's there. No one's there. Who's watching their broadcasts? No one's watching. Everybody thinks, well, CNN, look at all of that. There's 329.5 million people in this country. Listen, everybody knows who CNN is. Yeah, it's interjected, folks. They're put on the forefront on the minds of the people that don't pay attention to the facts. And the only place that you see CNN being played for the most part is at the airport because it's bought and paid for. And the only place that you see these papers, friends, are at the airport, but do you ever see them where they're gone? No, never. Why? Because people are not buying into it, but too many people haven't taken the time to pull the curtain back to understand that they're being lied to, and you have in your minds that CNN is huge, when in fact they have less than 2 million viewers out of that 329.5 million people in this country every single day. And what do the bad guys do? What do the good guys do? They highlight the information of CNN. Who's doing that more than your politicians in the mainstream media? Nobody. Absolutely nobody. It's fictitious. It's meant to browbeat you. And who's buying their papers? They're not buying papers, Americans. How many, just 10 years ago, how many of these mainstream media outlets concerning the paper that you can buy or have sent to your home, how many of them went belly up all across the country? Tons of them. Tons of them. Going back to our booth in the Pioneer Press right next to us, there ain't nobody there. My son told me that, Dad, they're trying to give people gift cards for $25 if they'll subscribe to the local newspaper. They're trying to bait them, friends. People are tired of their lies. If people are tired of their lies, then why are you parroting their lies? I'm highlighting the crimes, folks, in the sense of magnifying. I'm highlighting the crimes, but I'm magnifying the laws over the crimes if the people are willing to be the law to bring justice upon the heads of those criminals. I'm bringing in resolve by telling you how you do it and what you need to do. And don't look at me and say, what do you know, Bradley? I don't know. We got three lawful precedents set across the United States of America. I'm out there constantly. I'm in the fight. If I'm not confronting Antifa folks, I'm doing a high school assembly. If I'm not doing a high school assembly, I'm doing a college. We can win the day if we're willing to do it under God on His terms. Amen. Hallelujah. This is the point I want to make. So what I did is I went down to the Black Lives Matters booth. Are you on social media platforms? I want you to see this. There's nobody there at the booth. Just like last year, the mainstream media was blowing up Black Lives Matters, talking about how they were being oppressed by the white man. I didn't see none of it down at the Minnesota State Fair, which doesn't mean it didn't happen. I'm just telling you it didn't happen the way that they made it out to be. You have in your minds that there's so many people supporting organizations like this that are subversive to the American people, when in fact, folks, there's nobody at their booth. I remember when this first came out a couple years ago, there was nobody at the booth. And everybody thought everybody was supporting Black Lives Matters. Well, guess what, folks? This is this morning on sonsoflibertymedia.com. And when I took the time to go over and talk to the dude that was manning the booth, I can guarantee you, folks, he has no idea what he is supporting. And he is not at all the way that the mainstream media puts him up to be, because keep in mind, they're trying to pit people of color against one another, people of religion against one another. How about the people come together and they deal with the people that are creating the problems in the first place? And let's take them and throw them in a cage and let them fight it out. How about that? Oh, that sounds fantastic to me, folks. That's the answer. They want to lie? Americans, they don't have a right to lie. They want to steal? Americans, they don't have a right to steal. They want to kill? Then if you want the wars to end, then send the politicians that are creating the wars. That's how you bring it to an end. But I'm here to tell you, folks, those people at Black Lives Matters, that's my brother. I took the time to walk over there because most people are just, oh, that's Black Lives Matter. They're bad people. No, they're not. Just like the sodomites, they don't know any different. It's our job to educate them, is it not? My Bible tells me, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded, and lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the world. Go to Matthew 28, verse what? 18, 19, and 20. Hey, folks, it's not true. Go over to those booths when you see them and talk to them. In love on them, and get in their face and preach the word. Okay? Amen. Talk to you in 23.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.